I'd like to know what the Amazarians have to say about love. There are many kinds of love. And, for example, I'm single, and I may end up being single for the rest of my life, which I'm fine with. At the same time, I know there's romantic love, which is a certain kind of love, and I just wanted to get the Amazarian's opinion, your opinion on, for example, if you live a life without romantic love. If you have love in a lot of other dimensions in your life, I don't want to say, is that okay, but sort of, I guess I'm asking that.
It would be a different expression. So there are people who have come, a consciousness stream that has come and born as a person who would explore not having a romantic relationship. And other people will explore romantic relationship and loss. And other people will explore great passion. And other people will explore great chaos through romance. And so, whatever it is that your consciousness chose to come in and explore through your expression, do not forget that your true power is always in the present moment. If you decide to have romance, you might want to ask the question, what do I believe about it? Where am I limiting it? Why am I deciding if it's a fit or it is not a fit? If it is not in your experience, you have beliefs running, you have thoughts running, you have feelings running, you have habits running, that do not allow you that which you desire. If you were asking the right questions, you would have more insight. If you truly desire that you want romance, it is a wonderful exploration. You cannot get anything wrong. When you are here, you are exploring at the level of where you are. There is nothing to be gotten that is wrong. There is nothing that can be missed because you are a part of all. You explore romance through your movies, through your friends, through your ancestry, through your history. So it is not that you are without that resonance. It is only what you prefer at this time in your life and this expression of your consciousness right where you are. And if it is something you desire to explore, then find out what it is that you're believing or feeling or resonating with that is not allowing you that exploration.
Well, I think part of the question is I'm not sure I really care to explore it, so is that okay?
Because you believe that it would cost you something. If you were to play with that question, you believe that you would find the information you're seeking. And so you have a perception that it is easier without it, that it would not, it would cost you more than it would give you. It would demand of you more than it would give you. It would limit you in ways instead of expanding you. And we would say that is only a perception. And so as long as you hold that perception, you believe that you are protecting yourself. And yet if you were to change your perception on romance, then you would have a different perspective and you may desire to explore it. But you cannot get it wrong. The only way you can resonate with wrongness is if you make up that belief in your mind and project it out upon yourself or others. And so there is nothing that is lost, and there is nothing that you will explore through different avenues that someone else might explore through romance. But we would like to remind you that you are capable of having
just a final part to that question, which is, I understand what you just said, and I agree with that, and I think that's right. Another dimension to that, however, is kind of the action, which is sort of it's foisted upon me sometimes, that I'm an incomplete person for not choosing romance, for not having romance, and I'd like to think, no, I think one can live a whole, full, fulfilled life without having that.
And we would say to you that we enjoy your question. And we appreciate that you would ask, and we encourage you to ask questions, not only of us, but of yourselves. And we would say, if that is the I am you desire to claim, then be that vibration fully. Claim it so well that you are whole as you are, that not only do others believe you, but you believe it too. People can only bring to your attention that which you are still waffling in vibration. And so if you truly believe that, nobody would even ask you. Nobody would even project it. Nobody would even bring up in your awareness any doubt that. You would hear the opposite. You would hear approval. You would hear the admiration. You would hear inspiration. You would hear only a reflection of your dominant resonance at any given moment. Until you have one solid dominant resonance, then you will consistently hear the same reflected to you.
Okay, thank you.